Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, Israel is experiencing a warm evening with clear skies. In Tel Aviv, the temperature is mild, perfect for a night stroll. Jerusalem sees a similar pleasant night, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, reports indicate that Hezbollah violated the ceasefire by firing at IDF forces earlier today. Despite initial denials, the IDF now admits to the attack and has responded with airstrikes on the launchers. Also, Walla reports that with only hours to the American ceasefire deadline, the IDF is ready for a swift response should the truce end. The security establishment maintains coordination with the United States amid rising tensions with Tehran. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post highlights that Hezbollah fired at IDF troops in southern Lebanon earlier today, breaching the ceasefire. However, the IDF originally classified the sirens along the Lebanese border as a false identification. Separately, JNS reports that the Trump administration's economic measures against Iran continue, with new sanctions announced. The U.S. aims to hold the Iranian regime accountable for its actions in the global energy markets. And finally, Axios notes that Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. The proposal is politically sensitive for Netanyahu, but could facilitate a peace deal with Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. Vladimir Van Wilgenberg, a journalist, suggested just minutes ago that an Iranian delegation may have arrived in Oman instead of Pakistan. Meanwhile, Misdiagnosis, a commentator, praised the insights of Dan Linnaeus earlier today. And from security analyst Scott Bessent, he posted recently that the United States Navy will maintain its blockade of Iranian ports, emphasizing ongoing tensions. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the ceasefire violation. Israel Hayom reports that despite initial denials, the IDF conceded Hezbollah's rocket fire at its forces. The Air Force responded, targeting the launchers. This escalation put civilians on high alert along the northern border. Turning to the IDF's preparedness, Wallace coverage reveals that the military is poised for any developments as the ceasefire deadline approaches. Coordination with the U.S. underscores the seriousness of the situation. The outcome could influence regional stability. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlights Hezbollah's aggression earlier today. Although initially dismissed as a false alarm, the IDF's acknowledgement adds a layer of complexity to border security. Civilians near the border remain vigilant. On the diplomatic front, JNS details further U.S. sanctions on Iran, continuing the economic pressure. This move seeks to curb Iran's influence in energy markets and missile activities. The sanctions could strain Iran's economy further. Finally, Axios discusses the proposed ceasefire. While it presents a diplomatic challenge for Netanyahu, it could pave the way for broader negotiations with Iran. The region watches closely for any diplomatic breakthroughs. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that ServiceNow has completed its $7.75 billion acquisition of Armis. This move emphasizes ServiceNow's focus on AI security, despite market pressures. Separately, Israel Hayom Business shares that the Ministry of Economy will expand Israel's basket of discounted products to neighborhood branches of the Carrefour chain. This decision aims to provide more affordable options for consumers. And finally, Globes reveals that Camtek has acquired Israeli AI startup Visual Layer. CEO Rafi Amit states this acquisition aligns with Camtek's strategic priority on AI, enhancing their technological depth. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 5 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.